Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad, and it's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Dolly Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. Beautiful Thursday morning. Wonderful day to be alive. Hallelujah. Wonderful time to praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. We here this morning, thanking God for being here. Thanking Him for waking us up in our right mind, able to praise His holy and righteous name. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. This is the day, thank you, Lord, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. We worship You, Almighty God. You have to excuse the noise. There is none like You. We worship You, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give You praise, because You are our righteousness. We worship You, Almighty God. There is none like You. Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Thank You, Father. Good morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank You, Lord God, for this Thursday morning. Once again, we hear that prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends. Hallelujah to God. We hear under the teaching. Pastor Dolly Bundage, a wonderful woman of God, hallelujah. And we're just glad to be here today. It's a Thursday morning, it's still yet, the sun hasn't risen up here in Florida, hallelujah to God. But we thank God that the storm did not hit Florida, hallelujah. It's going to show, I don't know what exactly is going on with it, but I'm glad to be here because we had a place of refuge, hallelujah to God, a place to renew our strength this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. Thank you, God, for everyone that the Lord has touched and woke up this morning and decided to come on this journey to walk with God, to come and set yourself here at Prayer Prayer Deliverance and join yourself together with us in love to worship and to praise the Lord. So God, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We came to praise you, Lord God. We came to lift up your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And you, Lord God, we move, we breathe, and we have our being, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God, for all what you're doing right here, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and you're moving by your power, O Lord God. We say to you, Lord God, what shall we render, O Lord God, unto you, Lord God, for all of your mercy, O Lord God, for all of your benefits, O Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In you, Lord God, we move and we breathe and we have our being, O Lord God. God, we stretch our hand towards you, O Lord God. No other help we know, O Lord God. Lord God, if you withdraw yourself from us, O Lord God, then where should we go, O Lord God? So, Lord God, we come to thank you, O Lord God. We come to praise you, O Lord God, for the laying down last night, O Lord God. The early rising this morning, able to praise, O Lord God, your holy and righteous name, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for you never left us, O Lord God. You never forsake us, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving by your spirit this morning, moving by your power, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for all that you have done, O Lord God. We thank you for the provision, O Lord God, that you have made for us, O Lord God. Laid down, O Lord God, had a roof over our head, O Lord God. Clothes on our back, food on our tables, O Lord God. You have provided for us, O Lord God. You have kept us by your spirit, O Lord God. Woke us up this morning in time, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Woke us up this morning with our minds stayed on you, O Lord God. Able to praise you, Lord God. Able to worship you, Lord God. Able to thank you, O Lord God, for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So now, Lord God, we come, O Lord God, to the prayer, praise, deliverance, ministry, O Lord God, to honor your name, O Lord God, to tell you thank you, O Lord God, just to worship and to praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that name that is above every name, O Lord God. Lord God, we have a song of praise in our heart, O Lord God. We have a yet praise, O Lord God. We just came to worship you, Lord God. We just came to adore you, Lord God. We just came to thank you, Lord God, for who you are right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for healing, Lord God, for deliverance, Lord God. It's by your stripes, Lord God, we are healed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for moving by your spirit, Lord God, and moving by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just bless your name. We honor you. We adore you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We say hallelujah and amen. Well, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We're glad to be here, glad to be in the service. Hallelujah to God. We have a few things going on here this morning, but we have a yet praise in our heart. Hallelujah, God. We yet want to worship him. We yet want to praise God. We yet want to thank him for the things that he's doing right now in our lives in the name of Jesus. Glory to be to God in the highest, Lord God. So, God, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're glad to be here. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God for being here this morning. Glad that you're here. We want to get your prayer requests. We're going to have a wonderful time in this hour of power of prayer. So we thank God in the name of Jesus. If you're wondering why the broadcast is going so slow this morning and that why we don't sound all excited, because we had to work this morning. Hallelujah to God. They had us come in 5 o'clock this morning because of the storm that was out there. Most of the freight from this port goes over to Puerto Rico. So when the storm came, it slowed things down. And now they're going to be working from today until about 7 o'clock tonight. I hope I'm not working that long. And it's just a wonderful thing that's going on here. God is blessing. He's keeping us. He's moving by his spirit. He's moving by his power. And we thank God. I have a thought and stuff on the on my mind and on my heart. There's things I would like to share with you today. Hallelujah to God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank God and we praise God for all that he's doing in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we want to go to Pastor Darlene and see if she have anything request there, something that she want to say. You know, I want them to do it. I'm going to need about a good 5 minutes or so. Hallelujah to God. And we'll be right back to carry on with the broadcast. And we're going to worship and praise the Lord. We thank God in Jesus' name. Pastor Darlene, are you there, dear?
I am here. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. What I want to pray for this morning, we heard about the storm, Laura, the hurricane, which is pretty strong hurricane, so we need to pray that God will protect those who are in the path, and thank God for just being there with everybody. Also, pray for that situation up in Wisconsin. There's a serious thing going on over there. So, and not only that, just want to bind up the spirit of murder. Evilness that's out there is just so awful sometimes because people just have bad things in their hearts. So we want to pray that God will protect the people there in Wisconsin, that people will begin to have a place of peace and rest, even though we know that some things need to be done to stop this shooting of people, of black folks in particular, unnecessarily them to do these things. So we want to pray that God will give us peace and help the people who have this to come to Jesus Christ, because many of them just need Christ if they're shooting people down in the streets. The young man that shot those, I think it was three people, two people died, 17-year-old boy. Just don't understand all of this. But also want to pray for marriage. Just want to keep that in the loop. My brother Roderick, we want to pray for him. Also Tony, these are people who are, we know, have drug addictions. Want to pray for my niece Yvette, who is in need of prayer. She needs Jesus Christ. Also her children, Levea and London. These children should be preparing to go back to school, so we just need to pray for these things. I'm going to open the lines and see if anybody else, while we're at this juncture, have any prayer requests, so that when Pastor Horsley is available to come back, we'll have things in line.
Amen.
So, amen, if you'll go ahead and give those requests, or if you have a testimony, you can share that also at this time.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, this is Sister Linda. Still requesting prayer because I'm in a lot of pain.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning, this is Melinda. I want to come in agreement with your prayers.
Okay, Sister Belinda.
Yeah, I agree with you and your prayers. All of our family members and people that are doing bad things, we all need Jesus Christ. And we're just praying when that storm, I didn't even watch the news, but coming in agreement against all this murdering, suicide spirit, and all this hate. And I know each and every soul on this earth need, you know, we all just need Jesus Christ. But those that are addicted to drugs, I have family members, those that are doing the homosexual and the lesbian. I'm sorry, we want to pray against that spirit too. But I just want to thank you all for praying for the salvation and deliverance of every soul, all of our family members that we're praying for too. Some people need a financial breakthrough so that, you know, they can pay their bills, their mortgages and rent and light, water, whatever, car notes. So, and the testimony is, again, we're alive and we're thankful and grateful that we're here gathered together to come in agreement.
Amen.
And thank you for that.
Thank you, Sister Belinda. Anybody else?
Yvonne Laughter, I want to keep my brother Junior and sister-in-law Tyler in prayer. They're still in the hospital. Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie.
Okay, Sister Jeannie, go ahead.
I want to keep my first of all, good morning to everyone. I want to keep my cousin in prayer.
Amen.
My cousin Brenda, and continue prayer for everyone on the line and your families and mine as well. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. This is Darlene M. I believe this is a testimony. I have a corporate apartment. I'm not in the hotels. And so now I'm in a corporate apartment, and really nice and spacious, and I thank God for that. And I do have a prayer request for my brother, who's going to be up in Frederick.
Okay, excuse me, just Darlene, just a moment. Somebody, it may be on a speakerphone, and there's
speakerphone.
To get off the speakerphone so that we can have a clear line. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Sister Darlene.
Yes, I was saying that I have a testimony. I have a corporate apartment. I'm not in the hotels anymore, and I thank God for that. It's very nice and spacious in a nice area, and also, I have a prayer request for my nephew, Cedric, to be delivered from drugs and illegal activities and addictions.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else with a request today or a praise report?
Good morning. This is Dennis. I have a praise report. I thank y'all for praying for Reggie and Ashley. They received the keys to their new home yesterday. Thank y'all for praying for them and continue to pray for my children. Thank you so very much. Appreciate the prayers.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. We have two praise reports. So we're going to give God some praise for that. Our sister Darlene is in a corporate apartment, and it's very nice and spacious. And then Reggie and Ashley have keys to their new home. So let's
Amen.
Give God some praise for
the Hallelujah. Miracle working God. Thank you right now. Father, we praise your holy name. And we just thank you for the miracles today, God. In the name of Jesus, yes, God. Yes, to praise your continuous being in our lives. Yes, God. We thank you for that. We thank you for praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Darlene, I have another prayer request.
Okay.
My daughter, Zawania, she called. She's trying to buy a house. She needed a co-signer. I'm praying that if she asks someone, maybe my brother Eric, he would agree. But if not, that the door will be open, that she does not need a co-signer. And I just want to continue to add Jazzy Cruz on the prayer line, just for her healing, complete healing. And thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay. All right.
Good morning. This is Alice Marie. I would like to lift Chelsea up again. She go to court this morning. Zoom in at 10. That God favor her the custody of her kids.
Amen.
Yes. Okay. Okay, we have a plethora of requests today. So what we're going to do, I'm going to call them out and pray, and then Apostle Horsley will be leading again. He said he had something he wanted to share. So we have Roderick and Tony, your dad. These people have drug addictions and issues in their lives. Laura, praying for her. I mean, praying that that hurricane won't be a problem to too many people there. Sister Linda has pain in her body. Families, praying for families, healing, salvation. We're praying against and binding up the police brutality and shootings and the 17-year-old boy who shot the people in Wisconsin. People to get financial breakthroughs. We're praying for Junior and Carolyn who are in the hospital. We're praying for Brenda who has sickness in her body. Continue to pray for Sister Jeannie and her family. Thanking God for Sister Darlene and her corporate apartment. Cedric, who is on drugs and illegal activities, binding up those spirits in his life. Thanking God for Brother Reggie and Ashley for the keys to their home during the prayer. We can still pray and thank God for that. Sister Janice's family. We're praying for Zawania, who needs a co-signer, that God will intervene and help her to get the home that she desires. Healing for Jazzy and Chelsea going to court for child custody. If I missed anything, we're just going to go ahead and pray it out. So God bless us as we pray right now. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, thank you, Lord.
Father, we just thank you this morning. Praise you this morning, God. We come before you, God. Father, before, Lord God, we come before you. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to cleanse us right now. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for all things that are going to be brand new today, Lord God. We thank you for the rising of the sun, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting us. Father, we ask you, know, Lord God, that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are our Savior. You are our healer. You are the one, Lord God, that will save us and deliver us and set us free by your power and by your might. Father, we just thank you this morning. Right now that you're going to bind up the work of the enemy, casting down all those evil spirits in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you right now for all things. Just praise your holy name today, God. You are wonderful. You are mighty and powerful. God, there are people that need healing this morning, Lord God. Healing in their bodies and their minds in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now. We praise your holy name. We bless you today, God. You're worthy to be praised this morning, God. We lift up our eyes toward the hills when we're coming down, God. We come from you today, God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for the many miracles that you are about to do, God. Yes, God. You provided us with breath this morning to breathe, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. Holy Spirit, we just thank you as we honor you this morning. Help us to follow after Jesus this morning. Help us to follow him in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we praise you this morning. We know, Lord God, you are our Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now as we praise your name this morning.
Oh God, deliver family, God, each and every person on this prayer line.
We ask for every prayer request on this prayer line right now, Lord God. We just thank you for it right now, Lord God. We know that you will answer it, whether it's yes or no, Lord God. Each and every one of our deliverance right now, Lord God. Deliver those that are addicted to drugs, Lord God. And Lord God, deliver those that are selling drugs. Well, put us on the right path right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you right now, Lord God, that you begin to pull down those strongholds. We thank you for miracles.
Lord,
right now, Lord God, that you're healing this land. We know, Lord God, that you can heal all manner of sickness and disease. And we thank you this morning, God. We thank you right now, Lord God.
what you find out that you're COVID-19 right now. You have a deadly sickness or disease. From the people that are suffering from anxiety, mental illness, depression, any form of mental illness right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that people will fall to their knees. Or if they stand up, that they'll know who you are. However, we praise you, Lord God. We will praise you in spirit and in truth. We will not be like the hypocrites right now, Lord God. We will come before you right now. We honor you. And Lord God, we just thank you right now. We know that you inhabit the praises of your people. That's why we praise you in the morning. And God, we just thank you. We thank you right now for souls being saved. Those souls that are being delivered right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we just thank you right now. You put us on this earth to serve one another, to encourage one another, Lord God. And Father, I thank you right now that nobody on this front line would be double-minded, because we know that a double-minded man can't have anything from you. So we want something from you this morning, Lord God. We want your saving grace and mercy upon our earth, Lord God. You this morning that you pour out your spirit upon all flesh, our sons and our daughters, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you right now for our children, Lord God. Now you have your protection around them. No harm and danger will come before our children, because we ask you to protect them. In the name of Jesus, protect those that are in the path of the storms, the tornado, the hurricane, any pain, Lord God, any disaster, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, even the fires right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now. We praise you right now, Lord God. We come together right now, Lord God, because everybody needs a miracle. Everybody needs a touch from you this morning. You open up our eyes to see who you are. And we just thank you this morning for breathing a breath of life into our nostrils. We're here to intercede, Lord God, for the least, the lost, and the last, and that's what we're doing, Lord God. We know that you weep too, Lord God, when your children err, and we thank you for that. Let us be the people that go out and correct, Lord God. We know someone is sinning to correct them in the name of Jesus, not to gossip and to laugh about it, but to tell the truth as to who you are. You are our Savior, and we thank you. We thank you for being our Savior. You're the only one that can save us from our sins right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that we all will change, turn from our wicked evil ways and turn to Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and we just thank you for that this morning. Yes, Lord. Clean heart, pure heart, clean hands. Yes, Lord. Thanking you this morning, God. You will never leave us nor forsake us. And the ones that we're praying for will know, Lord God, that it's you that's saving them. It's you that's delivering them. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that people will begin to praise you. Revival in the land. We just thank you right now for a new beginning. Thank you, God. We are thanking you right now, Lord God, that we will see a change in the ones that we're praying for right now. Change in us first in the name of Jesus. Let us not walk around stumbling, but walk forward after Jesus. Jesus, we just thank you this morning. Heavenly Father, you sent him into this world not to condemn us, but to save us. Thank you for your saving grace and your mercy this morning. Brand new mercies this morning. Brand new mercy toward every soul on this earth. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for that. Thank you for the fresh morning dew. We just thank you for it. Thank you for providing for us today. Food, clothing, and shelter. We just thank you right now, Lord God. Thanking you and praising you this morning. Have mercy upon every soul on this earth this morning. Thank you, Lord, binding up that evil demonic spirit, Lord. We pray for marriages, Lord. We pray for husbands and wives to understand what a godly relationship is. In the name of Jesus, bind up that Jezebel spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, that Python spirit, that evil, wicked spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you for favor this morning.
Thank you for fighting with your brain. I thank you for a miracle for my daughter, for one. Thank you, God. Thank you for a miracle for Chelsea, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Victory in the courtroom for Chelsea. Victory for my children. She deliver her baby in the name of Jesus. Victory for anyone that's expecting a baby in the name of Jesus. Healing right now to flow through everybody's body. By Jesus Christ, we're healed. In the name of Jesus, he shed his blood for us. In the name of Jesus. Your saving grace, your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you as we rise up early in the morning just to say, good morning, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. Thank you. Thank you. You are in control. Thank you, Jesus. You control the wind and the rain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, help the people who walk after the things of Jesus Christ. Let us walk in freedom right now, Lord God, in peace. Peace be still, and we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we just thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every prayer request being made known to you this morning, Lord God. We cast down. Thank you for getting every evil spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Removing every evil spirit. We have the victory in you. We have the victory. We thank you for that this morning. We praise you for it.
Thank you.
People that are in the path of the storms, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayers this morning. Thank everyone who is here. We appreciate you coming and joining in with us and helping us with what God is doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Don't talk with voice, so I'm going to continue.
Mute your phone.
I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to continue here. There's a scripture that I was thinking about, and it's in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33. It's Jeremiah 33 and verse number 3. It says, call unto me, I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And so this reminds me that God knows every single thing in the world. And so there are times we call unto the Lord, and we know that he's hearing us. Even before we call, he will answer us. Before we call him, he knows exactly what we have need of. So when we call unto the Lord, we just have to call unto him with confidence. We have to have faith in the Lord, have faith in what we know he can do. He can do anything but fail. So if we trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding in all of our ways, we should acknowledge him, and he's going to direct our path. But I like this where the Lord is saying, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And so, you know, as we think about how God knew in the very beginning what to do as far as putting every single thing in place. He spoke into existence the stars, the sun, the moon, the constellations, the water. He put the water in the earth realm. When he put the water there, the water stops at a certain spot. You know, just like when you go to the ocean and you see the ocean come up on the beach. And the beach is land. There's land there. And so they had their particular places. And I don't believe anybody in this world could do anything like that except for God. God is the one who is wise enough to have put the mountains in place and allows the snow to be on the mountains. Some of the mountains are barren. Some of them have grass. Some have trees. They have all kinds of various things in the mountains. Only God knows things. He says to call unto me, I will answer and show thee great and mighty things that you know not of. And so, you know, as we go back into time and see how he was just so wise in how he put everything in place. He put the sun at a particular distance from the earth. And because it's at the distance that it is, it doesn't burn us up. It doesn't burn the earth up. We're able to receive the sun. We're able to be warmed by the sun. There are times when the sun is covered by the clouds and we can't see it. But the sun is there. It's in a particular place. The earth is here. And because of the way God designed the earth, I mean, just think of his wisdom. Things that we don't know how these things work is because God is all-knowing. The way the earth rotates, and they say it's spinning so fast. I mean, if it wasn't the way God meant it for it to be, we could be flying off the earth and flying into the atmosphere, not having the ability to stay on the earth the way that we do. Just the wisdom of God. And I mean, just think about how he even put our bodies together. He said he made all the things before he formed man in his very own image. He stooped down and formed man in his very own image and blew into man the breath of life. Just to think about all these intricate things that only God could do. There are times I'm looking at my body, it's like, my goodness, you know, God made everything for a reason. The veins in our bodies, how the blood runs through the veins and keeps us alive, and the breath that he blew into our, that we breathe every day, is what God designed for us to do. He's the one who gave us a voice. The way that we're made able to walk on two legs, there are animals that have to walk on four legs. You know, just think about the magnificence of God, the magnificence of his intelligence, and how he put everything together. And when you know that God has done these things, and you think about the things that we go through as people, as we are dealing with, as we maybe have issues in our bodies, and I thank God for healing my back. I mean, right now, it's basically everything is healed up, just some scabs back there. And I thank the Lord for the process. It didn't take as long as it could have, you know. God made these bodies to basically self-heal. And to know that, you know, when you have something in your body that shouldn't be there, there are times you need to get maybe some herbs or something. God put the herbs out there, the herb-bearing trees, to heal the body so that we know that God has done these things. And there are other things that he already has in place for us, things that as we go through the rest of our lives, we don't know what is going to come up into our lives down the road. But God is the one who knows everything. He can do anything but fail. So we thank the Lord that when we have some trials and we have tribulations and we have issues in our lives, we just call unto the Lord and he will answer us. He will answer us and let us see the things that we are believing him for. We will see the manifestation of those things that he already has in store for us. And we are thanking God today that he even tells us that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for those who love him. So we're thanking God that even now we can just trust him for everything in our lives. You know, we know that in the end, we will see his face in peace. We will see the things that he's already put in place for us. We will bless his name and trust him to do those things that he said he would do. So we're trusting God today to take care of every situation in our lives and to help us to go to the places where we may not know that we can go. We can trust him to help us even to have more faith. You know, we have to have faith in our God. We have to have faith that even as we see in the word that we can call unto him that he will answer us. We have to have faith to believe this word. We have to have faith to know that he is a trustworthy and a proven God. He is a God that cannot lie. He's a God that when he speaks, things happen. When he has said something, we can trust him that it shall come to pass. He's not like people. You know, people can promise you something, and the next thing you know, that promise is broken, or they cannot fulfill the promise that they have made to us. So we know that God is not that kind of a God, but he's the kind of God who, whatever he says, we know that it is truth. If he tells you that you can be healed, you can be healed. If he tells you that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus, trust the Lord. If you trust him like the woman who had the issue of blood, she just knew. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Many of us need to have that faith, that blind faith, the faith as a grain of mustard seed, and just blindly trust the Lord. I have a picture on one of my walls in my home, and there's a woman who is blindfolded, and she's walking off of a cliff into some water, and in this water there's a hand, and it's a symbolic of God's hand. She's blindly walking, just going because she believes that God will catch her, God will keep her. And so we have to have that blind kind of faith that we can't see. And that's what faith is all about. You cannot see the future. You cannot see what's going on. You cannot see the change that God has already made for us. But we blindly trust him. Just like babies, when you look at little kids, when they're growing up, they have faith in their parents. They are not afraid of anything. If the parent says jump off the bed, the baby's going to jump off the bed into the mom's or dad's arms because they have faith in that parent that no harm will come nigh them, or that whatever they say to do, they're just trusting in their parent to do, you know, to protect them and keep them from harm's way. And so we have to be the same way with our God. We have to blindly trust him to open up those opportunities that may seem so difficult, those desolate places that we may be walking in sometimes. The Lord tells us that he will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, a way in the wilderness. When you think about a wilderness, and I'm in my mind, I am thinking of a wilderness as a place where there are trees all around, and you don't have a path to get to where you're going. But if you trust in the Lord will make a pathway in that wilderness. He will give you the opportunity or show you the pathway that you need to go to get out of that wilderness. And then rivers in the desert, that the desert is a dry place, and you're trusting God to make rivers in the desert. The dry place will have the water. And when you think about the water in the desert, rivers in the desert, that is life. The rivers bring life. When the rivers are flowing, there's life in that river. So we're trusting the Lord that he will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, so that whatever desert place you might be in right now, if you just call unto the Lord, he will answer you. He's going to show you some great and wonderful things, the miracles, the signs and the wonders that we are trusting God to bring into our lives. There are opportunities to see the miraculous happen. You know, sometimes it takes a miracle to help us to see that God is the only one who could do what we are believing him to do. Just like with our sister Belinda and Zawania today, needing a miracle to be able to get the home that she desires. So we're trusting God that the miraculous will happen, that God will open up those opportunities. He will open our eyes as we seek him. And when we seek him, we will find him. As we knock, the door shall be open. As we go and begin to walk in the faith that God wants us to have in him, because without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. And so we have to have faith to believe that his word is so absolute and it is so true. And God has no respect to a person. What he's done for one person, he can do it for another. He may not do it the exact same way, but if he open an opportunity for a sister, let's say Sister Janice, who received has a home that is fully paid for, if he did that for her, don't you know that he can do it for you too? If God has blessed Sister Marie to have a car that's fully paid for, don't you know that he can do the same for you? He will show you great and mighty things which you don't know how those things are going to happen for you. You don't know how your children are going to make their way to Jesus Christ and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. You don't know when that opportunity will open up for them. God already has paved the way. He's opened up the opportunity for them. They just have to grasp it. They have to receive it. They have to exercise their faith. They have to make a choice. Each and every one of us has a choice to receive what God has for us. We have a choice to trust the Lord to, even when we have to go to court, that he will have the judge rule in our favor, have the jury rule in our favor. He is the judge and the jury when you go in there. You can ask the Lord to even put the angels in the room and help to speak to those people who are there. You have to call on the things that God has put in place. Call on the blood of Jesus to protect you when you're out there, because there's so many lunatic spirits in the earth realm today. There are so many people who have dementia, demented spirits, that we as a body of Christ have to trust the Lord to protect us as we go out into the highways and byways. And even when we're in our own homes, because there are times when people are in their own homes and somebody comes down the street and randomly shoots into somebody's house, or they're shooting at somebody else and the bullet randomly will hit somebody else's house that they were not intending for it to hit. But God is our protector, that even these types of things won't come nigh your dwelling, because we are calling unto the Lord and asking him to protect us. He's answering you. He will protect you. He will clothe you and keep you from harm's way. But we have to trust God's word. We have to believe that his word is truth and that he will do what he said he will do. He will do great and wonderful things that we do not know of. How many of us on this line today need God to do something for us? I believe each and every one of us has something different that we need God to do for us. So we have to trust the Lord. How many of us can have the faith to believe that what it is that we trust God to do, that he will do it? How many of us need to even increase our faith in the Lord? How many of us out here don't have the faith right now to trust God to do what he said he would do? I submit to you right now, you need to increase your faith in the Lord. Increase your faith in the Lord and see what he says here in Jeremiah 33 in verse number 3. Remember what he says. He says, call unto me and I will answer thee. Call unto the Lord and he's going to answer you whatever it is that you desire in your life. He will show you those great things. He will show you some awesome things. He will show you the miraculous. He will show you that you are favored by him, that you're blessed by him. He's the one who blesses you. He's the one who gives you favor even when you need to go and look for a job, and how God has blessed our sister Darlene M. with that magnificent job that she has. God blessed her tremendously. So if he did that for her, don't you know he can do it for you? Don't you know he can do whatever it is that you need? Whatever you need in your life, God is there to do it for you. We can trust his word. We can believe his word. We can move in his word. We can have that faith even today to walk in favor, to walk like you belong to God. Many of us are out there and we're walking with the spirit of I don't know, or with the spirit of I'm concerned, or my mind is in a combobulation. My mind is all messed up. I'm just worried. The Lord does not want you to worry. He said to be anxious for nothing. So you don't have to be worried about anything. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, make your request known unto him. And when you make that request known unto the Lord is going to bring that thing to pass. And you just give it to the Lord. He says to cast your cares upon me because I care for you. Cast all your burdens upon the Lord because he's the one who can take care of those things. Cast your cares upon him. Give it to the Lord and don't take it back. Don't try to do what God can do, because God can do anything but fail. Don't try to do his work. Just be in position. Walk in that position that you know that God is already working things out in your favor. Walk in the mindset that, God, I know you got this. I know you got me. I know you taking care of me. I know you've already taken care of that issue that I've been dealing with. Even in your marriages, when you have issues in your marriages, you trust the Lord to bring peace in your marriage. But by the same token, we as a people, we have to do what is right and equitable for God to move even better in our lives. When you're in a marriage, you need to have a spirit of love. You have to have forgiveness, not just marriages, but even just in families. When moms and dads and children come together and they are in agreement, you know, God can do some wonderful things in your life. You know, when you're coming together and you're in agreement, that's another thing. We have to be in agreement with God. And when you have a partner, a husband or a wife, and you are in agreement with each other, in agreement with God's word, two are better than one. A threefold cord is not easily broken. One can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So when you call unto the Lord and you're in agreement with the Lord, then you know that you have the petitions that you desire of the Lord, because you're asking in faith, and two or three gathered in the name of Jesus, we know that we will see the manifestation of those things that we're believing God to do. So at this point in our lives, we have to reach out to the Lord. We have to look to him, look into the hills, yes, from which cometh our help. Yes, our help is coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So if he made heaven and earth, he put everything in place. He did those things in the beginning. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. He's for, as a forever God. He's the Ancient of Days, and as big as he is, as wide as he is, he never changes. He remains the same. He's the same, and he's everywhere. He's in the midst of even the storm that is out there. So we're trusting God to even quiet that storm and help the people who are in the path of that storm, even those who are in a place where they can get to safety, that they will have wisdom to get away from the area where the storm will pass through. God gives you wisdom. So we, you know, many times call into the Lord, and we're not even exercising wisdom. So we have to have the wisdom to do the things that will help us to be in position to see God move mightily. God wants to heal. He wants to deliver. He wants you to be at peace. There are people out there right now that even may be listening to who to me right now who may not have the peace right now. And you need to just let things go. Let it go and let God, let go and let God work that thing, because he says to call unto me. He's going to answer thee. Have the peace of God. Have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. When you are going through things, as I remember when I was in Atlanta the first time, I was working on a job, and I like to give this testimony because it helps me to know that we as a body of Christ really need to trust God and not just have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. There was a group that I, two ladies that we used to pray every morning in this building where I worked, and I had received this job, and before 1 year was up, right when we got to the 1 year mark, the entire office was being shut down. They told us 30 days before they were going to shut it that we were losing, everybody was losing their job because something was not going right. So they closed the place down. So in the meantime, those 30 days, they told us that whatever time we needed to go and look for a job, just take off. It didn't matter. Just go and find a job. So, you know, I was praying, and I thank God. You know, I said, God, I said, I know you got something better for me. I was not down and out. I was not feeling low. I was not feeling depressed. It's like, okay, God, I know you got something better for me. So I remember one of these ladies, she called me one day. She said, darling, she said, I want to come down and talk to you. I said, okay, come on down. So she came down to my office, and she said, darling, she said, you about to get laid off, and you don't seem like you're upset. You don't seem like you're down or anything about that. And she's a Christian. We praying every day. We're supposed to have faith. And I said, well, I know. I said, God is taking care of this for me. So, you know, even though we as Christians, a lot of us as Christians don't have the faith that God wants us to have. That's my point of sharing this with you. Even though these three of us were praying every morning, this one particular lady, she was wondering why I was not feeling low, why I was not depressed, why I was not in a tizzy because I was losing my job. To me, she didn't understand that God already had things in place for me. In fact, before that final day, God had blessed me with a job. My job ended on a Friday. I started working that Saturday in an office out in Austell, Georgia. So, you know, my thing is this: if God said he would take care of you, he would take care of your needs, and even if I did get laid off, it didn't matter to me because I know God has my back. God is taking care of me. And so when we call into the Lord, you know, we're calling on him every day. When you're calling on him every day, all through the day, you may have some things that you need to call into the Lord when you're working, when you may be driving, you need to call into the Lord and thank him in advance that he's already working that thing out. So with this day, from this day forward, we need to have more faith in the Lord. We need to begin to call unto the Lord, and he's going to answer us. And believe that God is already moving in your behalf. God is moving on every one of us. He's moving in our behalf. He's taking care of those things that we need him to take care of. Even those things we don't even know that we need him to help us with, he already knows that. He already knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. So this morning, let us remember that we're going to call unto the Lord. Each and every one of us, even while I'm speaking, you may need something in your life. Begin to call unto the Lord and ask the Lord to help you. Call unto the Lord and thank him that he's already working some things out in your favor. So each and every one of us has the opportunity to see God move mightily. And we're going to continue to see God taking care of issues and making change and doing those miraculous things in our lives. And we're going to continue to come and give those testimonies, because the word tells us that they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we have to give those testimonies, those praise reports, so that others can believe and see that God is doing work in this day and age. So, Lord, we just thank you so much for this word today. We thank you for Jeremiah, oh God, your awesome prophet. Thank you, Lord, for just using him to help us in this day. We ask you, Father, that you bless each and every one of us, oh God, that we will continue to be healed, delivered, and set free. Lord, I pray for each and every sister and brother, our Apostle Horsley, our sister Darlene M., our sister Jeannie, oh God, our sister Yvonne, oh God, our sister Marie, Father. We thank you, Lord, for sister Mary F, oh God, and sister Grace, oh God, our sister Belinda, Lord, Mary K, Lord. We pray, Lord, for sister Darlene B, oh God, our sister Janice, Lord. We thank you, God, today for blessing our sister Grace, Father. We thank you, God, that you're healing and delivering each and every person, oh God, our sister Chris, Lord, our sister Belinda, Lord, our sister Charlotte, oh God. We thank you, God, for Pastor Scholastica, Lord, our sister Juanita, Father. Oh, Lord, each and every name, God, I may not call each one, but we thank you for sister Linda, sister Marcy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Lord, today that you bless each one name by name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sister Jeannie, oh God, we thank you, God, that you're blessing, healing, and delivering, and healing all of our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. It doesn't matter what we're looking like right now, Lord. In the future, we are looking much better. Also, our families are coming to Jesus Christ, Lord, and we will call unto you, Lord, and you will answer us, oh God, and you will show us those great and mighty things, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We thank you. We bless your name, God. We glorify your name, God, because you are so wonderful, God. Yes, you are, God. My God, my God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. We just trust you, Lord, to do the work in the name of Jesus, even for Sister Deborah, Lord. We're blessing your name, oh God, for what you're doing in her life, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. All things good and perfect come from you. It's in your name I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. I hope that somebody received something this morning, that you can take it with you and live your life a little bit differently, a little bit more with faith in it, and call unto the Lord. And I love each and every one of you. I pray that you will come back tomorrow and that we will continue to grow in the things of God. And I believe tomorrow is Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And our Pastor Scholastica will be leading us in the hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road Southwest in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.